It's time to enter Mr. B's neighborhood. Scott Bertelson brings you an interview with a North Iowa neighbor each second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. Find this and other episodes of Mr. B's Neighborhood on our website, KIOW.com. Now here's Scott Bertelson, Mr. B.
Hello, everybody. It's Happy Neighborhood Day with your favorite host, Mr. B. And I've got my sweater on and I've got my shoes on. And I am ready to have you meet another wonderful person from our neighborhood. Now, he has departed from the wonderful world of the North Iowa area, but I thought you would like to know more about this young person and what his aspirations are and what he liked about growing up in the Forest City area. And that person's name is Jericho Baker. Good afternoon, morning, evening, Jericho Baker.
Hi, everybody.
That's good, Jericho. You're doing well so far. So,
Okay. Anyway,
Jericho, you are my largely my first out-of-town interview. And, you know, people might say, why would you interview somebody who lives in Des Moines? That's not Forest City. I get that. But I wanted to just find out what possibly was the factors here of the North Iowa area that made you into the great young future educator that you are today. But okay, but that's not the question. Not yet. Okay, are you ready? I sent you a list of questions.
I am. Give me a hard one.
Yes. I don't do math or science. All right, so... Let's keep that in mind. So anyway, Jericho, tell me, what age were you when you came with your parents to Forest City, please?
Yeah, so...
Do you remember? Is that too far
I
back?
I was born...
You were?
I was born in Humboldt, Iowa. And then in that first year of my life, my parents decided to move to Forest City. Mm-hmm. So really... all I've known is Forest City. Okay. I'm too young to remember our time in Humboldt. All I remember is our house on Westgate. I consider myself to be a Forest City native,
okay.
Really.
I think that's fair to say.
I think so too.
Okay. So tell me about your educational time here at Forest City. What did you enjoy about elementary, middle school, high school? Another question to put on top of that, was it difficult to have your father as high school principal when you were there? All right. What do you think? It's your turn.
Yeah. So starting off with elementary, I think one of my favorite things about going to school at the elementary in Forest City were the different extension programs that I got to be a part of, whether that be TAG or reading extension or math extension. Mm-hmm. All of those things were just super fun and helped challenge me as a learner. Mm-hmm. I got to read a lot of really good books. I still remember being in Mrs. Reese's classroom and reading the Westing game. Oh, it was so good.
Oh.
And getting to the ending and just being blown away.
Yes. The beauty of
reading.
And
I remember going to the library all the time with Mrs. Peach.
Yes.
And checking out books
and
her making some awesome recommendations for me. But then when I moved into middle school, one of the big things that I liked to be a part of were some of the different clubs. I got to be part
of
FCA for the first time and a couple different math things, competitions that were really fun.
Wow.
And that was the first time I really got to do any sort of like formal sports when it came to like basketball and football. Like I had done YMCA, but in middle school I got to be involved in football, wrestling, track, and it was awesome. Just like being able to, in that small school setting, to be like a four-sport athlete for a little bit of my life before just sticking to three in high school. But
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think even in high school, like my favorite thing about Forest City is you could really do it all.
You could.
You know, be a theater kid,
yep.
you could do speech,
yep.
but you could also, you know, be one of the linemen on the football team.
Absolutely.
And then, be a post for the basketball team and run 200 for the track team. And then, you know, when you weren't doing that, you could go be a part of student council, and you could mm-hmm. balance all these different things, mm-hmm. Which is what made my education at Forest City so special, mm-hmm. is that I really got to try just mm-hmm. about everything and see what I like, mm-hmm. And I have really fond memories of that.
Oh, I'm sure. You never felt like you were pulled too thin at times or stretched too far being involved in so much?
Oh, I mean, you know, there are some times where, you know, you felt like, oh, I woke up at 5:30 in the morning to go to the weight room and I haven't, you know, gotten mm-hmm. back home mm-hmm. until mm-hmm. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night.
Right.
Because either, you know, you're practicing for
right.
the musical or,
right.
you know, you're getting back late from a right. basketball, football game.
Right.
But it was rewarding, like
yes.
looking back on the day and being like, mm-hmm. wow, I accomplished so many things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There were moments where I was like, I don't feel like I really have time for my homework today. But it was...
You're not the only high schooler, I remember, who said that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think mm-hmm. I turned all your assignments in on time, Bertelson, but maybe there were...
Oh, no, I'm still missing a few.
I was out late.
I'm still missing a
yeah.
few, but I didn't let it affect your grade. So.
Well, I appreciate that. You still passed me. You still passed me, which is good.
Well, most importantly, you passed yourself, so remember that. So anyway, yes.
Yep.
So
exactly.
When you graduated from Forest City High School, what was the year for that, that you graduated?
That was 2017.
Oh, okay.
It feels like a while ago.
Well, in some sense it was, but you're not uh-huh. in your 60s, so you got plenty of life yet. But anyway... what was your aspiration at that time for what you wanted to pursue in college?
Yeah, so mm-hmm. growing up, mm-hmm. my whole life, I kind of been told, mm-hmm. Hey, you're talented at math, you're talented mm-hmm. at science, mm-hmm. you should look into the engineering program at Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what I kind of focused on,
mm-hmm.
And that's where I went. That's how I decided where to go for college, is I knew Iowa State had a great engineering program. And after touring the campus, trying the food, seeing the buildings, the architecture, how beautiful it was, I made my decision mm-hmm. and realized, you know, that's where I want to commit the next 4 or 5 years of my life mm-hmm. to is Ames, Iowa, being mm-hmm. a Cyclone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And
but
what happened?
I think about, it was a year and a half in.
Okay.
I did a lot of reflecting
sure.
and realized that I wasn't super passionate about mm-hmm. engineering,
mm-hmm.
and that's, you know, I had to think back to what I enjoyed, what
yes.
were some of those core things that I loved
right.
about life, and one
right.
of those was reading, writing.
Mm-hmm.
I had really fond memories of my high school
mm-hmm.
experience, and that's how I got into education.
Mm-hmm.
And I switched my major,
mm-hmm.
started taking my education classes, loving that, and mm-hmm. that's how I got to where I am today,
mm-hmm.
as an English teacher.
Gosh, that's quite a contrast, sir.
Oh, yeah. I wish I could count on my fingers the number of times mm-hmm. I've heard, you know, mm-hmm. wow, you went from engineering to English teacher. Wow, what a switch.
Well, they both start with an E, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have a thing for professions that start with E's, I guess.
So when you made that switch, then
mm-hmm.
tell me what you did. You probably had to spend so many hours in classrooms participating, being involved in different levels of education, and take quite a few education courses, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So most of my engineering credit, mm-hmm. surprise, surprise, did not transfer to my English education degree.
Mm.
So I spent the next 3.5 years
yes.
Really picking up the slack there.
Right.
And I took a lot of 19, 21 credit semesters.
Wow.
Packed full of education and English classes.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa State's got a really cool balanced program where they not only, you know, teach you how to be a teacher, but they mm-hmm. want to make sure that you are mm-hmm. very, very fluent within your subject matter. So I had
mm-hmm.
a ton of different classes over
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. over different books.
Mm-hmm.
And periods of literature that
mm-hmm.
were super fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to be a part of two practicums.
Yes.
One of them was cut short
mm-hmm.
because of COVID,
right.
but the other one was a full one where I got to be at Southeast Polk
mm-hmm.
and watch virtually another teacher in their classroom
mm-hmm.
and learn from them, which
mm-hmm.
was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to reflect on those different sessions, mm-hmm. and what a teacher succeeded with and what mm-hmm. things I maybe thought mm-hmm. they could improve with. Mm-hmm. And it was a really positive experience, which helped prepare me eventually for my final semester at Iowa State, where I was student teaching.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about that experience. Where were you and grade level? And what did you learn about the nature of students?
Yeah.
That could be a long
enough
program.
Funnily enough, Iowa State mm-hmm. put me at Southeast Polk again for my student teaching.
Uh-huh.
So I went from the middle school mm-hmm. to the high school, mm-hmm. and I got paired with an amazing teacher. Her name's mm-hmm. Emily Zelenovich. She was one of the most welcoming people I've ever met.
Oh,
she
fantastic.
Brought me right into her classroom. We started early August preparing mm-hmm. for students that fall, mm-hmm. and it was mm-hmm. incredible.
Mm-hmm.
She allowed me to take over mm-hmm. different classes.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say by my second week, I was teaching the last period of the day
mm-hmm.
Just by myself using her lesson plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then by around week six, mm-hmm. I was full-time teaching. She let me have a ton of autonomy mm-hmm. and offered me a ton of guidance along the way mm-hmm. to help lead me into mm-hmm. A successful classroom student mm-hmm. teaching experience, mm-hmm. which was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I learned a lot during that time.
Oh, I'm sure.
First off, mm-hmm. you know, the classrooms changed a lot since
yes.
I was in high school.
Yes.
How
so?
Kids are, you know, they're ready to learn and mm-hmm. to engage with technology,
mm-hmm.
which was something, you know, when I was in high school, we had just started our one-to-one program,
mm-hmm.
and it was still a lot newer, but, you know, mm-hmm. at the school I taught at, that was like an integral part of class was,
yes.
you know, coming out of that virtual year, how do we transition into still mm-hmm. using these computers, still using these new programs, which was really cool. So I got to learn a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say probably the best part of mm-hmm. student teaching was just that affirmation that I really like teaching kids and learning from them and them learning from me.
Mm-hmm.
The relationships I got to build
mm-hmm.
with students was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It blew me away, just mm-hmm. the different connections we were able to make over mm-hmm. TV shows,
yes.
Books that we like,
yes.
Different music,
yes.
and how we could transition that into learning mm-hmm. and making meaningful relationships with each other.
Mm-hmm.
It was just really cool and
mm-hmm.
solidified my decision
mm-hmm.
To switch from engineering into being
mm-hmm.
a teacher.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm really glad your student teaching went so well. Think about how awful that
yeah.
would be to be in student teaching and then realize this isn't what I want. So
for sure,
that would be horrifying.
That sometimes happens.
Oh, of course it does. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you went for the whole semester, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Which
okay.
I really enjoyed. Sometimes they'll switch you and you'll have like 2 8-week sessions.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I really enjoyed having my 16 weeks at Southeast Polk.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get really close with the faculty there.
Yes.
Southeast Polk's principal and I were able to build a really, really cool relationship, which ended up leading to me being hired on as their full-time building substitute in the spring, which was an amazing job to take on right after student teaching, especially, you know, graduating in December when the school year has already
mm-hmm.
been happening.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really cool.
All right. So clarify this for me. You said that you became the full-time sub or whatever the term is you use. Does that mean that they would call you first above anybody else, or how did that work, Jericho?
So it actually meant that I showed up to the building every single day.
Oh.
Southeast Polk is a very big school district.
I see.
So every single day they would have a need for subs. And
sure.
There's a sub shortage, as I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
You know. Mm-hmm. So every day I would show up, talk to the secretary, Marla, and she would be like, okay, Jericho, today you are going to be an art teacher. That's where we need.
My gosh.
Or today, Jericho, you are going to be teaching calculus. Good luck. And so I got thrown all over the building.
Oh, wow.
And it was awesome.
I bet it was.
It was awesome. I got mm-hmm. to know just about every student, it felt like, by the
I'm
end
sure.
of the school year, because I was in almost every class.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great job. It was
mm-hmm.
a great job.
So it really was a full-time gig for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was every single day.
Oh,
eight hour days.
Yes.
You know, I arrived before the teachers
did
just because I needed to, obviously, you know, read whoever's lesson plans I was going to be reading for the day.
Right.
So I would start at, you know, 7:15 and end my day when the normal teachers did.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was a full-time gig.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you had the chance to see students in lots of different learning environments with that.
A lot of the students that I got to have my first semester there as an English teacher, I then got to experience in their history class or in their art class or in their math class. And that was really cool just to see see them in different scenarios and classes they like more than others. Yeah, I got the full gamut for sure.
What a stupendous, wonderful experience for you. So where will you be teaching this fall then, please, Jericho?
So this fall I will be switching from the east side of Des Moines to the west side. I'll be going to Waukee Prairie View, teaching 8th and 9th grade English at their 8 9 building.
So they have a building exclusively for 8th and 9th grade.
Yep, they are they're a very big district. They recently split their high school into two buildings.
Okay.
And so they have they've got 2 8-9 buildings actually.
Wow. So
yeah, it's quite different from Forest City, you know, where the middle school and the high school are connected in a single building.
Right. What's the appeal of that to you? Why do you want to teach in a school that size?
Could you repeat that?
Yes. Why do you want to teach in a school that size, Jericho? Instead of coming to a
part of it
rural community.
Because I really enjoy the area.
Of course.
Des Moines is gorgeous.
Oh, it is.
So part of it is I wanted to stick around down in Des Moines. And then the other part is I just had a very, very positive experience at Southeast Polk, which is another really large school. It was really cool to be able to work in a PLC where other teachers were, you know, teaching the same grade as you. Whereas, like, in Forest City, you have your ninth grade teacher, you have your 10th grade English teacher, you have your kind of like advanced English teacher. Whereas like at Southeast Polk, there were five or six of us all teaching English one. And that's something that I'm really looking forward to next year is having that, you know, professional learning community where we're all teaching the same stuff, all going through kind of the same coursework. So yeah, that's one of the things that draws me to that area.
Absolutely. So for the two grade levels that you're teaching, how many teachers are in the building then teaching the same grade level?
So there are around, let me see if I remember.
Okay.
Around six to eight English teachers.
Okay.
Total.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some of those, the number might be a little bit bigger or smaller if you include teachers that are working with like theater and drama and stuff like that. But yeah, it's a pretty good amount of English teachers.
Now, will you be in charge of any extracurricular activities while you're there?
This fall I won't be, but my hope is to eventually pick up my coaching endorsement be an assistant coach either for track, baseball, football, anything. I'm looking for an opportunity to get more involved in the school district with my late transition from engineering to English. I sadly didn't have time to pick up my coaching endorsement at school, but I'm hoping to pick that up eventually.
Oh, yes. Oh, you'd be wonderful at that. So at this grade level that you're going to be teaching, do all the teachers have a standard curriculum that you follow?
They are transitioning to that
now.
So they've got an overarching plan. So the standards for each unit are set, and for the most part, a lot of the materials or books we'll be reading are set. But there is a little bit of choice that a teacher can have when it comes to a couple of the books. For example, like some teachers might be teaching To Kill a Mockingbird, while other teachers during that same unit are using Born a Crime by Trevor Noah. So there is that choice that gets to be a part of it. But they are moving towards having that, like, standard curriculum for each teacher.
Okay. Okay, so there is some individuality, or you can have your own individual taste of certain things in the classroom.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah.
How often do you make it back to the North Iowa area?
Not as often as I'd like. probably about once a month.
Mm-hmm.
I'll kind of make it back mm-hmm. for either a day or for mm-hmm. a weekend, mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. visit with my parents, mm-hmm. Catch up with old friends,
mm-hmm.
or sometimes, especially when Kennedy was still in high school, I'd mm-hmm. go to any of her activities. That
of
was
course.
Really fun.
Of course, yes, absolutely. So here's everybody in Mr. B's neighborhood. Here's an example of a young man who decided to switch gears and now is going to be successfully employed as a teacher. And I guess I really admire, and that's part of the reason I wanted to have you on the program, Jericho, is I've always admired your work ethic. You just had the strongest work ethic and would approach anything with the utmost vigor and strength. I just really find that very, very appealing about you as a person. And you say part of that is attributed, if I, not to speak for you, but I thought I heard you say this, to living here in North Iowa area. Well, one of the questions, Jericho, I always ask everybody is, why did you enjoy living in North Iowa as a child? How do you think, if you haven't already somewhat made a reference to that, how did this make you who you are today? Big question.
Yeah, I think Forest City had a definite lasting impact and will continue to have a lasting impact on who I am, mm-hmm. whether it be from the old habit of just waving to people while you're driving on the street.
Yes.
That's really not something that happens in Des Moines, but
no.
Sometimes I'll catch my hand going up. I'm sure you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But I think the big thing is just a desire to be close to people mm-hmm. and to have really mm-hmm. strong relationships mm-hmm. with my students that mm-hmm. I was able to find with all of my teachers at Forest City. Mm-hmm. I think it's just crazy that mm-hmm. every single teacher at Forest City I could name them all off, and I mm-hmm. could probably sit here for another hour or two mm-hmm. listing the different impact that they each had on building me into the person I am today. I mean, mm-hmm. I could, mm-hmm. my English teachers, for example, mm-hmm. my sophomore year English teacher, Ms. Mm-hmm. Aukus, like was mm-hmm. one of the first people mm-hmm. that told me I was a good writer
mm-hmm.
and helped move me towards that. And
absolutely.
Obviously, Bertelsen, you mm-hmm. built upon that foundation that she created and helped guide me and lead me to wanting to be a teacher. Both of you guys had a really big impact on me. And
well, I didn't ask
that's
you
probably
that.
One of the best things.
Jericho,
about
they have
Forest City
the Hall of Fame for Mr. Bertelsen, but I'm glad you mentioned it. But you know, and I'm sure Miss Aukus would be very, very happy to hear that also.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
yeah, Forest City is just cool in that
mm-hmm.
you're able to have those close relationships
mm-hmm.
with your teachers.
Mm-hmm.
But that can, that's hopefully something I can bring into my classroom this fall.
Well, I was going to say, you can still have that in the community that you're going to be in this fall, I'm sure. So that's really one of your great strengths, is that you are very personable. So you will probably be very, very successful with that. So tell me a little bit before we go here, sir, about your family. Tell me about your mom and dad and your two sisters.
Yeah, so
you should know them.
I'm sure most of our listeners recognize me as the principal's kid,
uh-huh.
Jericho Baker. Mr. Baker, Ken Baker, is my father.
Right.
And that that was an interesting dynamic growing up.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome to have my father
mm-hmm.
an integral part of my education.
Right.
He has had a great impact on leading me mm-hmm. and guiding me throughout mm-hmm. My journey to become a teacher,
mm-hmm.
and that was really cool. My mom mm-hmm. works at the elementary as a fourth grade teacher, I'm it doesn't take anyone too much to be like, oh, I wonder mm-hmm. why he's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, both my parents mm-hmm. are in education.
Mm-hmm.
My little sister right now is K-12 Kennedy Baker. Mm-hmm. She is at Iowa. Mm-hmm. She is also going to be an English teacher.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Wow.
She started out as a nursing student.
Is that something?
And then, she switched over. And my older sister, Mackenzie, lives out in Washington,
right,
in Gig Harbor. And she is an English teacher, too.
Yes. Oh, my
God. Yep. So we've got a family of teachers. I swear my parents did not indoctrinate or force us to be teachers. It just happened.
I believe it. I believe it. But what are the odds?
Oh, I know. Three English teachers.
Oh, my gosh.
There must be something in the water.
That must be true. That must be true.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jericho, I have to go and find other people in our community to visit with, but I'm so glad that you took time out of your schedule to share your wonderful recollection of growing up here in Forest City. And it is so gratifying to hear how successful you're going to be, and you are, as a teacher. And we need dedicated teachers, people who really want to be in the classroom. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are one of them. So I want to thank you for being my guest today, and I wish you the very, very best of luck.
Thank you so much for having me on, Bert.
You are most welcome.
It's been a pleasure talking to you again, and I wish you the best.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, folks, that was Jericho Baker, and a man of great talent. So I hope that you out here in the North Iowa land have a wonderful day. I hope that you cut your grass. I hope that you clean the flower bed. And I hope that you wash finally those front windows of your home. But then make time. I still have it, don't I, Jericho? Take time for your neighbors. All right. Bye-bye, everybody. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, now there you are, Jericho. Okay.
Do you want me to stay on?
Well, I got to go, Jericho. So, it's nothing personal. I could talk to you. But, I know you don't get back very often, but if you ever do, as the old statement goes, look me up. We could have coffee.
I will.
Okay.
Do they still have phone books where you can look people up?
I don't know where it's at if I do. So,
I'll text you for sure. Though.
Okay. All right. Well, when do you report to school?
The second week of August.
Okay. Okay. Oh, you must be so excited.
So I think it's about halfway through that week. I'll get in the classroom and they've got some stuff for new teachers that we've got to get done. Oh. And then everyone will start that next week.
Oh my gosh. Well, I will keep in touch with you.
It's crazy. It's happening so quickly.
It is.
I'm excited, but also a little nervous.
Oh, well, that's totally to be expected. Totally. I mean, I was just a mess, because I just thought, I don't know what I'm doing. And 39 years later, okay, I'm done. So it's a whirlwind, but such a good whirlwind.
I'm excited, and I know I'm going to learn a lot.
Yes,
The first year is going to be crazy, but it's going to be a great experience.
Yes.
I know that for sure.
Yes, I remember a tremendous amount about my first year.
I'm sure.
Strengths and lows.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to let you go, buddy.
All right. Have a great rest of your day, Bertel.
You too, man.
Thanks again for interviewing me. I appreciate it a lot. It was good to hear from you.
You've just heard another installment of Mr. B's Neighborhood. Tune in to KIOW Mix 107.3 every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. for Mr. B's Neighborhood. Missed a show or want to re-listen to one? Find episodes in podcast form at KIOW.com. It's located on the right-hand side of the homepage. Mr. B's Neighborhood, available at KIOW.com.